Welcome to the Wayne Bennett's Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now, here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's Podcast. I'm your host, Wayne Bennett, and this is episode 117. It's October the 28th, 2023. Our guest today is the WVU Tech wrestling coach by way of Oak Hill and Rainale and Greenbrier West and that area, but Mr. Joel Harris. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you for having me here today.
And how did you get, I kind of know the story, but how did you get introduced to wrestling as a kid?
Well, if you think back when Greenbrier West first started, when the doors opened around, I think it was 1968, I believe, and my dad was the first football coach. And so when he was there, the principal said they also needed a wrestling coach. So he had never wrestled before, so he just happened, they gave it to him, or I talked him into doing it. So, you know, that was in 68, and, you know, I was born soon after that. So it seemed like I was always around it a little bit. I was always exposed to it. And even, you know, coming through elementary school, I'd go to the Greenbrier West matches, and I'd go to the state tournaments. And so I was always aware of it. And but we didn't, at that time, we didn't have a youth team. We didn't have a feeder program over there. There was no elementary team or middle school team. So, you know, I didn't actually get any matches till I was up in the sixth or seventh grade, but I was always around it. And, I guess you give my dad credit for, you kind of lead me that direction.
Now, the first wrestling camp clinic that I went to, your dad was having it up at Greenbrier West, and he had Rob Waller and Tommy Cox and some of those guys in there. And I was just starting coaching at Woodrow, and I would take five guys by car every day. We'd drive up to Rainale, and I was really impressed. First time I ever met those guys. And later on, a few years after, I got Rob Waller down here when I worked at the Y, and he came down every year for 3 or 4 years. And we had some big camps. Yeah, I took kids up to his place, and he's made a living the one thing I liked about him, I've seen some outstanding wrestlers and put on clinics and stuff, but he was one of the best teachers that I've ever seen. He had a step-by-step format, and by the end of the week, whatever he was teaching, you were going to get if you were at the camp. So those guys did a good job. Now, your dad also started a program at Rainale, didn't he?
He did, and that was about the time I was coming through down there. So he coached at Greenbrier West for a while, and then had gone into administration, and I was going into Rainale Junior High at that about that time. Well, we didn't have a junior high team, so actually I played basketball as a seventh grader because I played football and basketball because we didn't have a wrestling team. So I did that a little while, And then I went to dad one time and I said, you know, I can't do this basketball. This is not for me. So I'm just not doing this anymore. So I talked him into getting a program organized there. So I wrestled a few matches, seventh, eighth grade, not much. But the first official organized team was when I was in the ninth grade in the junior high. So he got that up and running. It was the first junior high team in Greenbrier County, and really the first feeder system for Greenbrier West High School. So, and then we went from there. He did that for a few years. And then later on, he went back to the high school.
Now you played football too, didn't you?
I played football all the way through from junior high all the way to senior year. So yeah, I was a three sport athlete, football, wrestling and then track in the spring. So I was always involved in something.
When you were in high school in the AA division, you were a three-time place winner. You were fifth as a sophomore and third at 125, I think, as a junior. And you got in the finals in your senior year, and who was it, Dave Carper? Was it?
Dave Carper from Spencer, yes.
Yeah, you guys were kind of in the same weight class all the way through.
Right. Spencer had a really solid program back there. They had been state champions, or, you know, they'd probably been in the top two or three just about every year. They had some really experienced guys and, you know, tough teams. So, you know, and I was kind of coming in, I always felt I was a little bit behind coming into high school. I, you know, started a little bit in, you know, didn't really start till eighth, ninth grade. And so, you know, talked about, you know, dad going to camps and Granby camp and Waller's camps. And so that's what I did. I went to NC State 1 year and I learned how to do a little leg wrestling. And I went to Granby one summer and learned how to get off the bottom. But, you know, coming through high school, I think I only probably knew two or three things that I could do well and lift weights and got strong and, you know, did the best I could with it. But, yeah, some of these other teams were probably a little bit ahead of Greenbrier County or Greenbrier West at that time.
Yeah, Gary Bender was at Spencer, and Gary came down from Ashland College, and he great coach. Right. And I got the privilege of refereeing. Shady was one of the top teams in the state at that time, and Big Creek and Spencer. And they would have a rotating trial. It'd be Spencer 1 year, Shady the next year, and Big Creek the next year. And whenever it was at Shady or Big Creek, I got the referee, and some tremendous matches, because, I mean, each team are full, you know, of good wrestlers. And I remember down in Big Creek one Saturday night, Kendall was wrestling Baylor, and Baylor won that match. And then in the state finals or whatever, it was vice versa. but it was, I always looked forward to calling that match. You know, the guys, it was some tight matches, some had to make some good calls or bad calls, whatever. But it's really interesting. Now, your brother Chad, he was a year behind you?
He was 2 years
behind. 2 years behind, yeah. He was also a three-time place winner.
Right.
And but as a junior, he had to wrestle in the finals R.C. Anderson, who was one of the best the state. And then in the finals of his senior year, he had to wrestle Mike Mason, who was one of the best that ever come out of West Virginia. So he did Chad wrestle in college?
Yeah, he went to Doeview. He was up there when I was in Morgantown. So he did that a couple years up there. And I think he had at least one ACL surgery on his knees. So I think that's really what kind of ended it. But yeah, he came up there and did well. And, you know, he was a tough kid coming out of high school.
Now, you went to Doeview and wrestled there for Craig Turnbull.
Right.
And was Jones there at that time?
Nate Carr was the assistant.
Oh, okay.
So Craig Turnbull, Nate Carr, and you know, Nate was, you know, one of the best in the country. I guess he's still probably, you know, he's a legend now. He's one of the best to come out of this. He was been an Olympian, and, you know, he was a great guy to have around, and he's just a great guy. And so he brought in some really good talent around that time, and I think that was probably the best that program had been. I think my second year, their team had been finished sixth in the country. And so a lot of All-Americans in there, a lot of really tough guys. So, you know, it was good being around that.
Carr's got a pretty good boy wrestling right now.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it's a whole lot like him. Just, I mean, super athlete, just, you know, super talented.
Turnbull, I'll tell you a funny story about Turnbull. When he first got the job at WVU, I was working at the Y, and I called him, and I said, "What? You know, you want to spread out around the state. Why don't you come down and do a little clinic for us?" And he said, "Yeah, I'd like to do that, get to the southern part of the state." But it was during baseball season, just started. And so he was going to come, and I told him, "Well, I'll tell you what, whatever I get money-wise, now keep in mind this is back in the 70s, I guess, but I said late 70s, but I said, I'll give you half of it. Okay, so he came down and did a real good job, but we only had about 8 or 9 kids that showed up because everybody was playing baseball and stuff. And I think I gave him $28, and he didn't say anything, but he was riding in a state car, so I know it wasn't, you know, but I'm sure he probably expected a little bit. And I've seen him a couple times since then. He had never said, you owe me some money, but I doubt if I would have got him back if I would have asked him to. Just curious, when you were going to high school and playing sports and stuff, what kind of music did you listen to back then?
Music?
Yeah. Did you listen to?
Yeah, I mean, that was in the, you know, the rock with, you know, Def Leppard and Motley Crue, I guess, some of that, or some of those bands, some of those rock bands around that time, Journey.
You still listen to
still
those?
Still listen to those kind of the same things, yeah. So went to a concert here the year before last, summer before last, with my two boys down in Charlotte. It was at Motley Crue and Poison and Def Leppard and some of those bands. So, you know, they kind of like those old 80s bands also, but...
Was it the original people?
No, it's original people. Yeah, they're old. They're old, but it was the original guys out there. So it was one of those big stadium tours. But you know,
after you got out of college, what did? Tell me about your wrestling experience. I mean, how did you get the first job?
Out of college, well, I came back to Greenbrier County right out of college and started substituting around Greenbrier County. And at that time, I was assistant football coach at Raynell Junior High. Started, kind of got back in with started the Raynell Junior High wrestling program back up again. And then I was assistant for Dad. Dad was back at the high school at that time. So I came in with his assistant. So I did that 1 year, and then he retired again. And I jumped in as the head coach at West. So I took over that. So I kind of dedicated that full time at that point. So still substituting, didn't have a job around the area at that time. And I actually ended up getting a job in Oak Hill, and I was driving back and forth, but I was, I continued to have the head coach, keep the coaching job at Greenbrier West. And yeah, it had some success there. We had some real good guys at that time. Still didn't have a great feeder program at that time. And, you know, I had a lot of guys that were just starting in the 9th or 10th grade, but had some real tough athletes around there.
Yeah. Now, Rupert had a team for a little bit, a short period of time. I kind of lose track of what years right. They had those. But
right. When I first got back there, Jeremy Tincher started. He was the head coach at Rupert, and he may have had a few Smoot kids mixed in there as well. And then we had the one team at Raynell. So that kind of started about the same time. So he did that a year or two, and then did part of that and then helped me part of the time at Greenbrier West. And then he came on as my assistant at West for a little while. And then you know, eventually transitioned up there. But all that started around, you know, the mid 90s there is really when all that kind of took off at that point.
And when you got to Oak Hill, you coached the middle school first, right?
Like I said, I couldn't, there were no jobs back in those days. There weren't a lot of teaching jobs available. So there was a teaching job that came open at Collins. So, you know, that's where I ended up. And so while I was there, I decided to help him get, I started a youth team with Alan Fail, was in the area at this time. And he was from New Jersey and had, you know, a lot of interest in the sports. So we started a youth team. We started a middle school team that they never had before. And then I was coaching the high school. So really the two of us were really involved in all three of those programs and kind of getting it up running at the same time. You know, that was before then, there really was no program at all. And, you know, they just have a few guys out on the high school, but things kind of picked up after that and we started getting some guys rolling into high school with some experience.
Yeah, the first time I met Alan, we had a youth team over at Beckley Central, and he brought his son Ryan, and he was put Ryan on the team because Oak Hill didn't have a team, and they wrestled there 1 year. And then Alan said, I think I'm going to try to start a program at Oak Hill. And I said, that'd be a great idea, you know? And so he's done he's coached at every level there. So he's done a great job. But now somewhere along the line, you got married somewhere in there.
Yeah. Well, like I said, after I went to Oak Hill, you know, life happens and you just things kind of unexpected. I when I went to Oak Hill, went to Collins, I said, well, I'll stay here a year or so and then I'll go back to Greenbrier County and kind of keep coaching over there. But yeah, I met my wife, Mindy, and then they started a family and had four children and I stayed. And, you know, things worked out real well there. And she was always a fan of sports, not necessarily wrestling. She didn't understand that, but, you know, she liked baseball and she liked, basketball, but, you know, growing up in that area, she didn't really understand it, but, and it took her a little while to turn her, but, you know, I think she finally accepted it after a while, but she's been real supportive of that. And then, you know, and helped me along with, as my boys came through there.
Now, both Tanner wrestled through high school and then went to WVU Tech and wrestled a couple of years there, I think.
Right.
And your son Troy is wrestling at Woodrow now.
Right.
But with you coaching at the college level now, it's kind of hard to be in two places at one time. I mean, you probably miss a lot watching Troy wrestle.
Right now, yeah, I missed some of it last year and. You know, then when I first started at Tech, there was not quite as many conflicts. The regional and the state tournament was different dates. And then last year, things shifted around and our conference tournament and the national tournament is the same time as high school, regional and state tournaments. So, I had to miss that. So that was hard. So, my wife had me on, on Facebook Live and I was watching some of these matches and talking to him. You know, on the phone and texting. So, you know, that makes it tough. But, you know, my older son, Tanner, came in. I flew him in and he got to go to the state tournament with him. So he was there talking to him and coaching him and helping him along. So that was a good thing.
Yeah. Now, what's he doing now?
Tanner, he graduated from Troy University in accounting and he's now in a grad program. So he's in his first semester of a graduate program in accounting down there and working towards his CPA, studying for the CPA exam. So, you know, hopefully if everything works out, he'll be finished officially in May with his master's. And he's already had a job offer with one of the largest accounting firms in the Southeast. And I think, you know, he kind of works between Atlanta and Birmingham. He did an internship last two springs in Atlanta and learned a lot. And looks like he may end up with his first job in somewhere around Birmingham this next summer.
Now, he wrestled at Independence and was third place the highest he finished? Or
His first 2 years, he was runner-up. He was four-time place winner. He was runner-up as a freshman and sophomore, and then third his junior and senior year. Yeah, so.
And Troy, you think Troy will have any aspirations to wrestle beyond high school?
We've already planned for that. He had a pretty good season last year and, you know, he's been putting some time here this fall. So he's looking forward to his senior year and plans. So he'll be with me at WVU Tech next year.
Well, good.
So, yeah.
That's a good thing. Now, let's talk about you were the assistant coach. How did you get started as the assistant coach at Tech? How did that work out?
You know, park, I guess kind of location. I was a park. And, you know, it's within walking distance of the campus. So, and Tanner was at Independence. So he was finishing there. So at that time, he thought he was, he was interested in engineering. So he went to WVU Tech to wrestle and to go in an engineering program. And there wasn't an assistant coach up there at that time. And I was right close by. So, you know, I talked to the former coach there and we worked something out. And so I got on staff up there and kind of started helping. Mainly because, Tanner was there and, so I hung around and I liked it. It was different and, saw some potential there. So I just kept hanging around and then the opportunity came up to move up into the head coaching position. So, I took advantage of that.
A lot of people don't realize college wrestling, a little different on the rules and regulations. One, the time periods. What's the time periods for college wrestling?
Yeah, that first period in college, that 3 minute first period is a little different, and that takes especially the new guys, the freshmen coming in. That's a little bit of an adjustment. So, you know, when you're looking at that, the intensity of it plus the matches are a little bit longer. The conditioning definitely factors in there. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time on conditioning and being able to make it through those matches.
This year, he's got a 3-point takedown,
right,
too.
Right.
I don't know how that's going
to
work.
No. I mean, I guess the goal is to make it more exciting. I think the NCAA was trying to get away from these 1-point matches and these boring, you know, 2-to-1 matches, or, you know, so they wanted to add that extra focus on the takedowns and adding that extra point there. So they want those matches to be more, be higher scoring matches and be more exciting and better for the spectators. And yeah, and it'll definitely change things. So, you know, there's going to be more focus on that neutral position and takedowns and scoring from your feet.
Your assistant coach is an old Greenbrier West boy too, isn't he?
Right.
Logan
right.
Robertson. He was a state champion and he also was a national champion when he wrestled at Liberty. Well, he wrestled at Tech, and then he went to Liberty University, and they're in the Wrestling Alliance. And Coach Jesse Castro, I guess he's still down there.
Yes.
And Logan won a national championship in that division, and now he's helping you. He does a pretty good job, doesn't he?
Right, right. When I first started at WVU Tech, he was, he was toward the end of his career there, and he did a good job for us, and he was a national qualifier in NAIA and scored a national tournament. So, you know, having that connection to the school was, kind of, I guess, was a big draw for him to come back. You know, he liked the school and liked the area. So being from, graduate, I guess he was really from Shady Spring, and then he graduated from Greenbrier West. So, you know, just with the connection of Tech with Tech and then also this area, he was definitely a good person to have involved and brought in some new ideas and, you know, new practice plans and techniques from Liberty. And, you know, Liberty has had a great program for a long time, and they've kind of, had similar coach, about the same coaching staff over probably a 30-year period. So, you know, Coach Castro has been there for a long time and has done an excellent job. So, Logan came away with some good experience there for sure.
Now that Liberty's, like a lot of the universities in the country, they're club wrestling, and I don't quite understand the rules and regulations on some of that. I know when they have their tournaments and regions and those kind of things, but I guess that basically means they don't give wrestling scholarships because they're not affiliated with the university that way.
Right. In most cases, that's true. They're just not varsity. Liberty is probably, you know, they're probably a little bit more organized than most of the schools in that NCAA club division, because they used to be a Division I program. And like I said, you know, Coach Castro was there back when they had a varsity Division I program, and he stayed. So it's still a funded program as far as their travel and equipment, and they have an excellent practice facility, but it's just not varsity. So they don't have athletic scholarships. So that's a little bit different, but the rules still allow them to compete with anybody. So they can still compete with any division. They can compete with, go to tournaments and matches with Division I or Division II, and we even wrestle Liberty, we have them on the schedule, so they can compete with varsity programs, and they're still really good. I mean, it's that's why they're one of the best teams, and they've won that division several years because they have a, you know, they
now
have a
I've seen
roster.
Them when they came to your place, they were riding a Liberty University bus.
Well, the school provides them travel. You know, they provide, it's a funded program, so they provide them, you know, some money for travel and some equipment, and I guess they have a bus. I think the only thing they don't have is the actual athletic scholarships, but everything else, you know, they're very similar to a varsity program.
Now, you guys are in the Appalachian Athletic Conference,
right,
and that's an NAIA program.
Right.
Most of the teams in West Virginia, the schools that have a program, are in the Mountain East Conference, which is a NCAA 2, I think.
Right.
And do you guys ever think that WU Tech will get back into the NCAA Division 2, or are you?
I've heard some talk about that. I think long term, you know, there may be some plans to expand the athletic programs there and maybe move back to the Division 2. So, yeah, I think that's an option. You know, there's been some discussion of, you know, maybe a few years down the road starting football back or starting some other additional teams, which would be required for D2. But so, you know, that's not going to be in the next couple years, but I think that may be an option somewhere down
there. That's if NCAA will take them back.
Right. Yeah, there's a transition period if you do that.
Yeah. Now, your schedule, this is October 28th. Your schedule starts next week as far as the actual matches. Tell us a little bit about what you got coming up.
In November, we have three open tournaments, and they're just open individual tournaments. You know, there's no team score or anything related to that. It's just, it's a good place for these guys to start and get some experience early in the season.
You can take everybody.
You can take multiple guys in the same weight class. You know, we just throw them all in there and kind of get some experience at the start. And then that way it gives you a little idea, you know, who's going to be your best performers and then you start putting together your dual lineup after that as we get down into December, January.
Now, the Appalachian Athletic Conference, though, people don't realize most of those teams are south,
right.
Some of them are quite a ways off, but that's a tough conference, man. I mean, you got Life University. Yeah. I saw the preseason polls, and they're ranked number 2 in the country. And then you got Reinhardt, who dominated the league pretty early years ago. They're ranked at number 11th or 12th, and that's a tough conference, and you got to qualify out of there for the nationals, don't you?
Right. I really think we probably have the toughest conference in the country, and because of those teams. Yeah, Life, you know, around here people are familiar with Division II teams because that's what most of the schools in West Virginia, the division, are in. So they're not as familiar with NAIA, and a lot of people think that, you know, that's just like a small school division and maybe not that tough, but my gosh, Life is almost like a Division I team. They have a huge roster, huge coaching staff. They have a lot of Division I transfers. Last year, they had two guys that had wrestled at Oklahoma State that had transferred back to them, and one of them was a national champ, and one of them was runner up. They could easily compete with any of the teams in Division II. So it's super, super solid. And Southeastern University down in Florida comes in the preseason poll at number 3, and you know, so they're very close, and Reinhardt's always in the top 10 or 12. So a lot of individuals that are nationally ranked, and you know, you got those three teams are super solid.
Actually, the conference tournament is going to be in Florida, Lakeland, Florida, which is 785 miles away in about 12 and a half hours. How do you get down there? Are you riding a van? Or you can only take the first team, right?
NAIA allows you to take the top 12 on your team. So that's one thing that's good about the division. So if you have one weight class where you have two guys that are really good and both are competitive, you can take two in a couple weight classes. So yeah, we'll take the top 12. We'll take a couple vans. Yeah, our conference is crazy. So we're the most northern school in the conference, and the southernmost school is in Miami, Florida. So, you know, just think about the span there. So we're going to meet down there in Florida for the conference, and you know, we'll load up in a van or two and head down the road.
Well, if you get beat out early, you can go to the beach.
Well, we're close. Oh yeah, we'll swing back around and come up the East Coast and hit a beach somewhere on the way back.
You your home matches this year in Beckley. What teams you have coming in for the home matches?
We have Rio Grande out of Ohio, and they're right. You know, I think they're about 30 minutes over from Point Pleasant, so it's a pretty good trip for that. And you know, I talked to their coach, and we're going to try to, you know, moving forward, try to get a good rivalry going there. They're probably, there's Bluefield, Virginia, that's fairly close to us. But other than Bluefield, that's the probably the next closest NAIA school to us. They're in a different conference. But, you know, I think the UV Tech plays them in, you know, in soccer and basketball, and that's a good rivalry there. So we're going to try to get that up and going. So it's a pretty easy trip for either school. And so we have them in January. And then we also in February, we have Liberty University coming up right there the week before our conference tournament.
Now, Patrick and Henry's coming up too, aren't they?
They'll be in with the Liberty match, yes. Yeah. It'll be a try, yes. Yeah. And they're a community college down there in, I think it's close to Martinsville, Virginia.
Let's talk about some of your wrestlers. Now, the last couple of years have been kind of tough because you guys have been forfeiting due to injuries and due to lack of participation. You've had some starting out a dual match with four or five forfeits. Right. It's kind of tough. And this year it looks like a little rosier. I mean, you've got how many wrestlers you have on the team this year?
There's 21 on the roster right now, and it looks like we'll be able to fill every weight class but 125. So yeah, we're farther along than we have been. You know, when I took over the program, I think I started the season off coming in was like five guys. I mean, there was the roster was way down. So, you know, it was, you know, my goal first thing was just getting the roster bigger and getting more guys in. So I've spent the last couple of years recruiting hard, bringing guys in, trying to fill all the weight classes. We filled most weight classes last year. This year should be better. You know, we're still a year or two away from having a real solid lineup and having two or three in every weight class and good backups and everything. But, you know, it's definitely heading in the right direction.
But when you're recruiting out of high school, you're getting this freshman in there and they have quite an adjustment. They have to adjust to the school. They have to adjust to the sport. And they're due to attrition, I guess you'll lose some at the end of the first semester. Talk about a couple of local guys. You got Zach Mullins and Thomas Mullins, both of them from the Greenbrier East program. Zach's been there. Are they brothers?
They are. So Zach graduated. He's been out of high school for a few years, and he stayed out a little bit and decided he wanted to come back and go to college and wrestle. So he came in last year as a freshman, was a few years older, but, you know, did a good job for us. And so he's in his second year, and then he'll probably be around 149 this year, I think. Now, Thomas is a little bit bigger. He'll be a 197 or a 285 up in that area. So he's a lot, but he's coming in as a freshman, you know, showing up, working hard. And, you know, so it's good to have those guys around.
And you got Jeff Bowles from Liberty. Right. He's the only legit heavyweight you have right now.
Right, right. He was, it's his third year, and his first couple years, he's kind of plagued by injuries. But, you know, he's a great kid, works hard, does well in school. You know, he's a great guy to have around. And, you know, he's healthy right now, lift weights, got bigger and stronger. And, you know, he looks good right now. So I hope, I hope he avoids injuries and has a good season, but definitely has potential.
Logan Bennett from Braxton County, with a name like Bennett, he's got to be tough. Yeah, I know he's smart.
Yeah, Logan was, he had a real good grades out of high school. Had I think he was a Promise Scholarship recipient, very strong state place winner. You know, all those Braxton guys are real strong, tough kids there. So, he's, you know, freshman, he's going to have a lot to learn, but, yeah, he does have some potential. He's pretty tough.
Another guy you have from Oak Hill, Max Underwood, he's around 197, something like that.
He'll probably be 184. 184. Yeah, he'll be back and fill that weight class. And, you know, coming out of Oak Hill and came in as a freshman, he actually won quite a few matches last year, did an excellent job as a freshman, and I used him in. He had a few starts last year and then some of the open tournaments. Had a real good first year. He's worked hard in off season, and, yeah, I'll look for him to really progress as we go into this year.
Yeah, another name I recognize in the lineup was William James. He's from St. Albans, I think, and he was in Beckley's region. I remember seeing him some. He's a freshman, too, isn't he?
He's a freshman out of St. Albans. Another great kid, straight-A student in high school, state place winner, engineering. He's in one of the engineering programs we have up there, but, you know, doing very well in academics and working hard in practice and already getting better.
And one of the kids I like, he's had some bad luck, but I think if he stays healthy, he's going to be a pretty good kid. Jackson Evans from Beckley. He was a heavyweight, a light heavyweight in high school, and he can handle them big guys, man. He did it. He should have. I think he could have won the state championship if he hadn't got kind of screwed around there in the semis in the state tournament. Right. But then he's been kind of banged up since he's wrestling college.
He's a little bit like Jeff Bowles, another, you know, he's a great kid, but has been plagued by some injuries. He started his senior year at Woodrow weighing about 260. And I don't think he liked being that big, so he started working and kind of cutting that down a little bit. And as the season progressed, he became a smaller heavyweight, but he was quick, did real well, and he had beat the state champion that year, his senior year, and just kind of had some bad luck in the semis, but super athletic. He's just a tank, very very strong. He's down, you know, he's down under 200 right now. He'll be at 197.
He looks real good.
Oh yeah. 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 He's very, very strong. Very, very strong guy. I mean, he squats close to 600 pounds. I mean, he's a tough guy. So he'll feel in that 197 spot. And if he stays healthy, then yeah, he should have a good season.
And one name I recognize too, hadn't heard from him in a while, was Lim Lusher. Right. I think he used to wrestle your kid when I were younger.
Yeah, I've known Liam since he was just a little kid in elementary school. So it's good. I've been around him a long time, know his dad, and yeah, when it first started, Tanner used to wrestle him. They were in the same weight class and all the way came through junior high or middle school, and then they end up on the same team at Independence. So you know, I've been around him a lot. He has a lot of talent. Wrestled forever. A lot of good competition. He went to WVU and actually had some starts there. Has a lot of good experience. So he comes in with, some definitely has some experience that will benefit us. And he can be super tough. So, you know, I think long term, I think there's a lot of potential there.
I always thought that if you're going to have a top program, you've got to get some Pennsylvania kids and some Ohio kids. And you've picked up a couple. I know Parker Smith,
right.
and Cunningham Boy. I think he's from Ohio. Parker Smith's from Pennsylvania. And then you got a Cameron McAfee, I think his name is. He's right. From Ohio. And I don't know anyone else for sure. From any of those areas, but you've got them from all the way from Mississippi to Illinois.
we have them all over. But I'm on the phone texting or sending emails about every night and on the weekends. So you know, I'm reaching out. We had and I regularly have recruits in. Yesterday we had a potential 125 pounder from a guy from up above, goes to high school above Pittsburgh. So, you know, he's another Pennsylvania guy that hopefully I can get in. And then next, in a couple of weeks, I have, a recruit coming in from New Jersey that another possible 125. So, you know, working hard, filling those lower weight classes and getting some more depth there. But, yeah, definitely looking to Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio. You know, if it could pull some of those guys in there, those are, you know, always some top programs and top states. So,
most of these guys are into engineering and these are smart people. And I don't know how exactly what you think about like the junior college recruiting, or if you have any kind of feeling or for those guys, or if they're worth the issues. But like I said, it's kind of tough for a freshman to come right out. Now, let's say, how many scholarships do you get, or how much for your college?
But what we do with scholarship money, we, you know, you don't give, most of the time you don't give full scholarships in any wrestling. So we have scholarship money that we spread out amongst the team. So most of them get some money, different varied amounts there. So, you know, I have pretty good support from the athletic department, and, you know, the college is wanting the enrollment to grow the enrollment and grow the school there. So, you know, I get a little bit of support there. So, you know, the more guys I get in, the better, you know, helps the athletic department, helps the school. And, you know, so we have to keep, we want to bring more guys in, and we need to keep them eligible and you know, keep them enrolled and keep them in classes. And, you know, so, you know, there's still room to add, you know, quite a few more guys on the roster.
Also, these guys, people you hear out in the community all the time, well, my dad went to school here and got a full scholarship in wrestling, and I've been around it a long time, and that don't happen. No. They might have got if academic and everything, you know, they might have got it all paid for.
Now, unless you're like Spencer Lee coming out of high school and you're one of the best in the country, you're probably not getting a full scholarship in wrestling. It's just... it's just the way it is. It's a non-revenue sport. So, you know, they're not bringing in a ton of money to the university. So, you know, there are scholarships available, but, you know, just like here, most programs, they divide those up and they provide everybody a little bit of that money and kind of spread it out over the team there. But you still have to look at, you know, I have guys in there that have some academic scholarship money. If they have the promised scholarship, if they're in state and they get promised, that adds in there, factors in. So, you know, they have to look to other ways to supplement that.
You think West Virginia Tech will ever be a recipient of Neil money out there? I mean, you think?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Got any rich friends that might be dying?
No. No, I don't know right now.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's somebody out there listening. Few bucks,
right.
But I've always thought that Beckley, though, when Tech moved to Beckley, I thought Beckley could become a wrestling hub for Raleigh County, not necessarily Beckley, but Raleigh County could be a wrestling hub, because the interstate and just looking, you've got access to quite a population of the state and Virginia, and you're right. Not that far off. And there's good wrestling in Virginia also. And you've got a few guys from Virginia on the team,
right.
Guys like Michael Swick and Austin Weeks and a few of those guys. But what do you see yourself 10 years from now?
10 years from now. As far as the program goes, I mean, we're gonna win eventually. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, you know, I'm in there to put a few more years in there. You know, I don't know what long-term goes or how many. My dad coached, he was around to 79. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'll be around to 80 or not, but I think I have a few years left to go there, and I'm still excited about it and you know, can still get in there. And, you know, I look forward to going to practice every day, and I like the recruiting part and talking to kids and talking to parents and bringing them in. So I'm excited about the direction. You know, we're not there yet. We have, you know, we're, like I said, we're a few years away, but, you know, I'm there long term. I want to see a good, solid roster. I want to see more local guys in there with us. We have some very talented local wrestlers in Raleigh County and the surrounding areas there that need to give it a try, that need to come in, and, you know, that maybe haven't thought about it in the past. But, you know, I'd like to get that kind of tradition going, where if you're a good local guy here and you want to wrestle and get a good education, then, you know, come to Tech and we can help you out there. So, yeah, long term, I want to see success with that program.
Now, your wife works at Tech, doesn't she?
She does. She's been there for over 20 years. She started out in the nursing program down at West Virginia Tech, and she was driving from Oak Hill down the hill. And it actually helped her when they came to Beckley. So, much easier trip than going down to Route 61. So, yeah, she likes it. She's been... you know, she's been in there in good schedule, and it was great for our kids when she had a little bit of flexibility to work with her children and to travel. And so, she's there. So, you know, it's kind of a family type thing. You know, we're all there together, and a couple of my kids have been there, and probably the next two will be there. And so it's kind of a family environment.
We got one other question. Talking about Chad, wasn't he over in Europe watching the World Games?
He was last month. Yeah, he went over last month, and I don't know. He's been a world traveler. He went to Hungary and lived a couple years. His wife was in the FBI, and when his children were coming through middle school, they went to Hungary and lived when she worked over there for a little bit. And so my older nephew Liam, he wrestled Greco over there in some of those Hungarian clubs. And you know, so that was a pretty neat experience. So Yeah, Chad goes back every once in a while. He got to know some people in that area and kind of goes and visits occasionally. But yeah, he got to see the World Championships. Was pretty good.
Does his son still wrestle for Ojai?
His son's at Ojai University, yes. He's still on the roster there. And, you know, they have a tough program, but he's enjoying it. And he likes the experience and likes the guys he lives with and works with.
Well, Joel, I appreciate you coming by and talking to us. And you're welcome to come back anytime. And hopefully we'll dig up a 125-pounder yeah. for you, maybe the second semester. Yeah. You know, it might be one out there less than. Right. And good luck to you guys. And keep on doing what you're doing. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anybody else that'd like to be on a program, you can contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com and we'll get you on here. And until next time, remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet. And God bless you. Oh,